Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 10. Carmen.
¿Qué pasa, Mark?
No me lo puedo creer.
¿El qué?
Que ya tenemos casi un cuarto de la historia.
¿Ya?
Ya.
Pero bueno, qué rápido ha pasado todo, ¿no?
Así, time flies when you're having fun. ¿Cómo se dice eso en español?
El tiempo vuela cuando lo pasas bien.
Ah, bueno, una traducción.
Totalmente.
Totalmente. We are back with another episode of Coffee Break Spanish for you, and we have yet another chapter in our story this week. Our story of María and her boyfriend Rory and his Argentinian friend Alejandro, whom we met last week.
Exactly, yes. So what's happening today?
Well, today we've got a conversation between María and Rory. Rory has, of course, offered hospitality to Alejandro without really checking with María or Consuelo. But we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Let's have a listen to our text now. María, ¿y tú qué quieres hacer después del verano? Ahora ya has terminado tu carrera. ¿Te gustaría hacer un máster?
Ostras, Rory, no lo sé. Si te soy sincera, he estado tan atareada terminando Historia del Arte y pensando en el verano, que ahora que ya es verano, no sé cuál es el siguiente paso. La verdad es que no me veo aún haciendo un máster y creo que ya han pasado las fechas de inscripción. Tengo algo de dinero ahorrado, tampoco mucho, pero estoy pensando en hacer un viaje por Latinoamérica. Me gustaría mucho visitar México, Argentina, Perú, Bolivia. ¡Oh, cuántos países por ver!
Hombre, no es mala idea. Viajar es lo mejor que hay. Yo creo que es la mejor escuela de todas. Pero, ¿y yo? ¿Ya te olvidaste de mí?
No, claro que no me olvido de ti, guapísimo. Rory, tú y yo tenemos algo muy bueno y sé que podemos aguantar sin vernos unos meses. Además, tú quieres hacer tu doctorado en Escocia.
Pero aún no sé si tendré suficiente dinero para pagármelo. Y además, tengo que encontrar un buen tema para la tesis.
Yo creo que tantas horas bajo el agua te ayudarán a encontrar la inspiración. Seguro que se te ocurre algo interesante. Lo que es más complicado es el tema del dinero, claro.
Ya lo sé. Estoy hecho un lío. Tendré que trabajar hasta que gane lo suficiente.
Bueno, es mejor que no nos agobiemos haciendo planes. Tenemos todo el verano por delante para pensar qué hacemos con nuestras vidas. Carpe diem.
Me gusta tu filosofía de vida.
Bueno, ¿cuándo viene tu amigo Alejandro?
Llega la semana que viene y se queda 6 días. Le dije que no se preocupara por el alojamiento. ¿Crees que le puedo preguntar a Consuelo si tiene una habitación libre para esas fechas?
Claro, por supuesto. Seguro que Consuelo encontrará un hueco.
Vale, perfecto. Ya lo arreglaremos.
Ah, está bien conocer los planes que tienen para el futuro. Bueno, para después del verano.
Sí, no el futuro, el futuro.
Sí.
Ok, lo que vamos a hacer ahora es escuchar una explicación del texto en inglés, como siempre.
Muy bien.
So, as we begin this conversation, Rory is asking María what she wants to do after the summer, because now she's finished her degree. He's asking, do you want to do a master's? But the fact is, Maria has been so busy finishing her degree in art history and thinking about summer that now the summer has finally arrived, she doesn't really know what the next step is.
Ahora que ya es verano, no sé cuál es el siguiente paso.
She doesn't really see herself doing a master's, and indeed she thinks that the sign-up dates, the matriculation dates have already passed. She has got some money saved, and she is probably thinking more along the lines of doing some travelling. There are lots of countries that she would like to visit. She mentions Mexico, Argentina, Peru, Bolivia. She's not quite sure where she wants to go, and of course, Rory kind of agrees with her.
Hombre, no es mala idea.
It's not a bad idea. In fact, he thinks travelling is the best thing that you can possibly do. It's the best school of all of the schools that exist. But he does wonder if she's forgot about him in all her plans. And of course, the answer to this is no. However, she does think that they can put up with not seeing each other for a few months, if that needs to be the case.
Sé que podemos aguantar sin vernos unos meses.
And also, she reminds him that he's got his doctorate to think about in Scotland. Rory, however, is not quite sure if he is going to be able to afford it, or indeed if he can think up a good theme, a good subject for his thesis. Maria, nonetheless, thinks that if he is spending so long under the water, he will find his inspiration there. After all, he is studying marine biology.
Yo creo que tantas horas bajo el agua te ayudarán a encontrar la inspiración.
Maria agrees that the most difficult aspect is finding the money. And of course, Rory feels that he is going to have to work until he earns the necessary funds to do his studies. But they've got plenty of time to think about all that. They've got the whole summer ahead of them. They should perhaps just enjoy things and enjoy their lives over the summer in the sunshine of Mallorca. Carpe diem, as Maria says. And indeed, Rory likes this philosophy. Then Maria asks Rory when Alejandro is coming. And in fact, he is going to be arriving the following week and he's staying for 6 days. Rory has told Alejandro that he needn't worry about accommodation. And he decides now to ask Maria if she thinks it would be a good idea that Consuelo should try and find him somewhere to stay. Maria doesn't think it should be a problem. She says that she's sure that Consuelo will find a... Well, literally, she says she's sure that Consuelo will find a hole...
Seguro que Consuelo encontrará un hueco.
A place for him to stay. Un hueco, literally, a hole. And yes, they'll get something sorted out. Ya lo arreglaremos. Arreglaremos, I like that word. Ya lo arreglaremos. We will fix it, we will sort it out. Ya lo arreglaremos.
Del verbo arreglar.
Arreglar, in a future tense. Arreglaremos. Bueno, otra conversación muy interesante y bastante corta
sí,
hoy también, ¿no?
Pero tenemos bastantes expresiones también.
Bastantes expresiones, pero nada de gramática argentina.
No, hoy no tenemos gramática argentina. Pero estoy segura de que en los próximos capítulos seguro que vemos algo.
Sin duda, sin duda. Okay, so what we are going to do now is discuss this text in greater detail. However, we're going to do that in our extended version. This version that you're listening to at the moment is our preview episode. And to get access to the extended version, simply go to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where you can find out how to access our extended version in which we discuss the entire text in great detail. And of course, that will also give you access to our lesson notes, our transcription, and our bonus listening materials, which give you the opportunity to practice the language covered in this episode further. You can find out more at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com.
Muy bien.
Eso es todo por hoy. Muchas gracias.
Nos vemos pronto, amigos. Chao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.